This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Artificial Intelligence Podcast with your host, Dr. Tony Huang. Today, I'm with two special guests, Arisha and Cheryl. Can you two introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Arijit Ray Chowdhury. I am the school chair of electrical and computer engineering here at Georgia Tech.
And hi, I'm Cheryl Martin, and I'm responsible for higher education and research globally here at NVIDIA.
I've heard that you guys have formed a really cool partnership. Can you walk me through what that is and, like, at a high level, what the partnership does and then any cool things that you found out along the way?
Sure, I can get started and Cheryl can you know, add to that conversation. We have been working with NVIDIA for many years now, particularly on the research front. Many of our faculty members and graduate students and postdoctoral researchers work with NVIDIA research and NVIDIA engineers, not only on the hardware aspects of AI, but also like software and algorithms in AI. Over the last few years, we have seen kind of an inflection point in AI where AI is becoming more of a prevalent and a force to reckon with, particularly not only in engineering, but in other disciplines as well. It's making huge societal impact. So as we are looking at AI from an education perspective, we understand that we need to provide access to a lot of our students, not only engineering students, but students from all disciplines. We need to provide the students with the tools of AI and democratize access so that more and more students can learn from AI, use AI for their own school activities, like learning activities, but also more broadly think about how AI is going to affect their lives and careers and so on. So this was very natural for us to work with NVIDIA and as we are making changes to our own curriculum, not only in the College of Engineering, but other colleges as well, to bring in more AI focus in many of our courses, we started talking to NVIDIA particularly on how do we provide computational resources that are going to be needed for the students to work on AI. And that was the genesis of what eventually became the AI makerspace. And we were very deliberate about the use of the word makerspace here, because like our engineering makerspaces, where the students have things like anywhere from electrical equipment, mechanical equipment, 3D printers and whatnot to work on their independent projects, the AI makerspace is a huge AI supercomputing cluster that allows students to not only use it for their classroom environment, but also pursue independent projects, senior design, capstone projects, and so on and so forth, and essentially gives access to a huge computational resource to students to just learn more about AI, not only if they want to go deep into AI, but also if they want to use AI for any of their other activities. So I think that's where it started, and we are super excited to have NVIDIA on board with us, not only with their hardware technology that's enabling this super cluster, but also with their expertise and knowledge and know-how and the time of their engineers who are helping us create this very strong AI makerspace infrastructure for all of our 50,000 students.
I'll just add to that, to what Arijit has said, is that, yes, we have had a long-standing partnership that includes everything from them using the NVIDIA technology for many years now, but also internships. We have a lot of students from Georgia Tech, as well as we have hired many students from Georgia Tech. And we've also even jointly built a teaching kit in the past around AI using the NVIDIA technology. So it's been a longstanding partnership. So we're really excited to take this to the next step and look at what they're doing from a critical space. I think there's a huge shortage of faculty out there to teach AI. And so the fact that they're giving this to the students to be able to make their own way with all the support of faculty and things that NVIDIA can bring to the table too is really exciting for us.
Yeah, that's such an exciting time to be alive right now. Because I remember back when I went through like my formal education, I have a terminal degree in computational biophysics. And back in the day, it was really difficult to teach that like skill set to like the next generation, because everything was custom made. There wasn't any user interface or anything. And even like the packages that you got, weren't well documented, so you just had to guess like how the code worked in order to run a supercomputer. Like for instance, I used to use like the Stampede supercomputer. And yeah, so I used to do quantum mechanics and molecular dynamics simulations way back in the day before I went to industry. And so I know like the roadblocks and the difficulty that our profession used to have. But now with like this like new emergence of a partnership between the two of you, you guys are like democratizing AI and allowing that next generation of innovators to come through and get trained. And I really like this partnership. I think it highlights a lot of the big pain points that I went through when I had to go through my formal education. So with that said, I also know that other higher educational institutions, like for instance, like SUNY Albany, they are integrating like AI into basically everything. Like for instance, they have this program called AI Plus that they integrate like in AI SME into every like a degree. And as students are going through their formal education, they get touched by AI. And then when they go out to the workforce, it's not like a big surprise when they arrive. Are you guys doing something similar? It appears on the surface from just reading these news articles that you guys are trying to prep up the next generation so that when they hit the workforce, they're fully prepared to use AI to the fullest benefits.
Yes, from a Georgia Tech perspective, yeah, absolutely. I think we are very cognizant of the fact that not only engineering professions, but almost every other profession will get impacted by AI. And I would say that AI is not something which is a strange and unique case, right? So for example, 20 years back, 20, 25 years back, I'd say, as a society, we realized that programming, for example, would be an useful tool, you know, for everybody to have. So we introduced, I would say about 10, 15 years back, courses on computation, how do you program, to everybody. Like at this point in time, every major in Georgia Tech has to take a programming course. So I think there are technology changes that happen every so often, and AI is one of those big changes that's happening now. And we have always been on the forefront and made sure that it is incorporated as a part of our teaching mission. So AI is not an exception in that particular case, but AI is interesting in the scope that the resources that you need, exactly like you said in your narrative, that the challenges that you faced, we don't want students to face those kinds of challenges. Particularly, AI has such broad reach. Someone who is, let's say, a student in creative writing or in design, they would want to use AI. And we want to make sure that the barrier to entry for those students is super low. So that's why I think this partnership with NVIDIA is important, because NVIDIA brings in not only their hardware expertise, but also the enterprise software stack, which allows students, enables students to use AI tools seamlessly and integrate that into their education and their learning. And similarly for faculty members who want to use AI tools, I think they are not only using AI tools to administer courses, teach courses, but also they are bringing in new techniques of AI for data analysis and analytics that would be super useful and very transformational. So in that sense, I'd say the recent announcement of the AI makerspace that we made is not something that happened in isolation. This is a part of a broader spectrum of things that we are working on to not only democratize access to students, but also to provide the context of AI to almost every course that we are teaching, as well as using AI for engineering students, for example, to do technical writing, creative writing, and so on. So these are also getting impacted by AI. So we are making sure that the students are aware of it. For exactly the reason that you mentioned, when they go and enter the workforce, Tony, they would be, you know, ready.
This is something that we're seeing. It took a while. We did something with University of Florida 4 years ago, where one of NVIDIA's co-founders gifted a supercomputer to them. And so they set off on a course to teach AI across the university. And since then, we've seen that happen at multiple other universities. It's taken a while, though. But what I think is really different about this one that's very exciting is that they're literally giving access to undergraduate students to go and get their hands dirty, to go and actually use the technology, which is probably more than most of the initial courses that are just making sure that you understand what AI is, that you understand maybe ethics of AI, some of those things, which are all super important. But I think this one is allowing them to use their creativity and really get engaged in it. One of the things that I think is interesting is that I'm seeing more and more K-12 programs around AI. And so when they get to the university, they're ready to go do something more. And so this is really exciting that they've got this level of compute. Sure, you could maybe go do something on a laptop, but it really isn't reflective of what you'd see if you were out in the workforce and the kind of scale that you would see. And this is actually giving that kind of capability to these students. So both those that are I think a lot of them that are going to be self-starting, that are going to want to go and take things a little bit further than what we see or what the capabilities are in a lot of the other places.
Yes, what I've seen on the news in terms of this partnership is you guys have donated like a bunch of H100 GPU units. Is that correct?
No, they're not donated, but we have special pricing for higher education and research. And then what we do have is then the expertise that we have with things like our Deep Learning Institute, things like our teaching kits, hands-on course, hands-on access to the system and training courses for the system. But no, it was not donated.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Because right now, like the H100 units are like the most sought after GPUs on the market. they're so hard to get their, so hard to get your hands on them that there's a big demand signal from basically everybody that's in the large language world for these H100, A100 units. Yeah, I'm very interested in like, how do you see students using these H100 units? Are they going to be using like a custom GUI? It looks like you guys have a Penguin Solutions has developed some type of interface that allows you to allow students to easier with great ease use the suite of software. Can you walk through the software suite?
Yeah, and I want to underscore what Shail was mentioning, that it's not just the hardware, but also the expertise that NVIDIA has provided, which has been critical for this partnership, particularly the time of the engineers, the software engineers and software architects who helped us not only with the reference designs, but also to make sure that we have all the necessary software in place for students to work on it. So when we are talking about this particular partnership and the AI makerspace on our end, there is, of course, an investment in the hardware infrastructure, but we are also, we are very deliberate in investing in people. So we are investing in ML engineers, for example, who would be resident experts for this AI infrastructure, but also we are making sure that the graduate students and undergraduate students who are going to be like the peer leaders are trained, and they are trained they're essentially working with NVIDIA engineers and getting training so that they can be ambassadors for AI on campus. And with regards to your question about how the students are going to use it, so we have priority mechanisms, like certain classes that are using it are going to have priority. And then both in space and time, every student will have a slice of the GPU. We feel with our, so what you have seen is probably the phase one of the investment that we have made. We are moving on to the second phase, which will have a very similar capacity, both in terms of compute and storage. So by the end of this year, we will have enough compute and storage capacity on campus so that every student, no matter whether they want to work on language models or vision models, would have enough compute at their disposal to work on whatever they want to work on. So eventually, our hope and what we expect to be able to do is to make sure that the students are not bottlenecked by compute resources and they can pursue whatever they want to do with this AI makerspace.
Very interesting. So you built essentially like a sandbox for these students to come into, and so now they can just like test and try out these, whatever it is that their hearts desire in the AI space, using like the latest software and the latest hardware, as well as getting that mentorship from like industry leaders like NVIDIA in order to prepare them once they've graduated to enter into the workforce.
Absolutely. Yes. I just want to mention that this is the same model and spirit that we have for our physical makerspaces, our engineering makerspaces. As an example, we have our electrical engineering makerspace. Every semester, about 4,000 students use it. And there is only one staff member who manages this entire operation. And the way it works is there are student leaders, the students who undergraduate students join in the first year, they use the facilities in the second year, they become mentors to the first year students in the third year, they become what are we call PLs, the peer leaders. So there is a leadership structure, the students essentially train themselves, the next generation and so on. So it's completely run by students. And that's what motivated us to think about AI also as the AI makerspace, where we would invest with in both in terms of people as well as infrastructure, but eventually it will be the students who will train the next generation of students. And we have always seen that students, when you give these resources to the students and allow them to play in the sandbox, we get wonderful results and not encumbered by what the faculty or the staff are thinking or doing or what the prevailing wisdom is. Students always outwit us and make sure that they are taking the technology in very new directions. So that's, I think, the exciting part about this particular infrastructure that augments our existing infrastructure for AI computing that are mostly dedicated for sponsored research.
Yeah. So for the listeners at home, this style of the setup here is something that is like the holy grail, in my opinion, because going through the gauntlet myself when I was back in going through formal education or higher education, when I was trying to get mentorship from someone above me, that someone that was older and higher grade level than I was, they didn't actually know how the software worked because they themselves barely knew how the software worked because like it wasn't like well written, documented. Things were just patched together to and through like chicken wire and hope that held everything together. But you guys have actually something that is like very well defined and a mentorship program that's dream essentially in terms of trying to get the upskilling from like higher, you know, from an upperclassman that has already gone through all this. So like this is like the in my opinion, I think this is like one of the best types of situations to be in if you're going through like higher education. Because when I went through it, it was definitely not like this. So this is like, in my opinion, I think this is like the greatest setup you guys have for like undergrads. And if I was an undergrad going through this, I would absolutely would have loved this. So in case like anyone ever wanted to like get in contact with you guys, like how would they do it? You guys have like an email or like a LinkedIn that they can reach out to you?
For me, yes, my email address is arijit.raychaudhary, and that's my first name dot my last name at ece.gatex.edu. You can also find me on LinkedIn.
And same here, I'm on LinkedIn and at Cheryl Martin at NVIDIA. And then I'm also, my email address at NVIDIA is chmar.com.
My next question is, what's next for you two? What's next for this partnership? Are you going to introduce, I don't know, if I were to spitball, maybe introduce some industry contacts during their undergraduate time at Georgia Tech so that they can get some internships while they're building out these cool things using these tools that you guys have provided? Or give me some insights as to what's the next hot thing that's going to happen with this partnership?
So I think we have something very ambitious planned. Actually, we realize that this infrastructure, thanks to the partnership with NVIDIA, is unique. And we want to not only have an impact on all the 50,000 students that are here on the Georgia Tech campus, but also our community. So if we have, for example, high school and middle school students who spend in a summer programs, do AI summer classes on our campus, we want to open up the resource to them. And eventually, we want to make sure that there are teachers and instructors and students in our in high schools and middle schools in our backyard that want to use this AI infrastructure, they would have access. We are also a hub of the HBCU network. So, you know, so HBCUs and HSIs, which are in our community, we are actually actively in discussions with some of them to figuring out how we can provide this particular, you know, infrastructure access to some of the students in those colleges as well, who otherwise would not have access to such an infrastructure. Going beyond the walls of Georgia Tech and providing access so that we can have a broader impact on our community and society, I think that's where I see the most exciting thing about this partnership with NVIDIA is going to lead us to. So super excited about that.
I think you have a couple of different, but right now starting off with students, but eventually as it leads to more and more on the research side as well, I think. So again, we'll look at the things that NVIDIA has to accelerate getting some training and other things up to this community. And we also have a focus on the minority serving institutions across the US and looking at how we can support those as well with getting access to teaching and other skills too. And then as we look at, again, maybe expanding our relationship where we've had in the past with things like internships and joint research projects. So I think next versions of this get into more research, then there's a lot more that we can do together there too.
So Cheryl, like in terms of like other partnerships, do you guys have those with other universities, or is this like the first partnership that you've formed with a higher education?
We do have other partnerships globally across the world. This is the first one that's been done with a makerspace that with this unique take on it, which I just love, because if you look at the issues that are out there today, there's a huge gap in AI skills for the industry. They're just for every industry. So whether it's healthcare, financial services, I don't care what industry it is, huge gap. And the fact that we're starting this at the undergraduate side, getting them excited, as I said, there's also a big gap in faculty to teach AI. And so by getting these students access to this technology and to get them excited, to get them to start to do things at this young age, to have access to technology that is scale, that scales, that it looks more like an industry kind of technology, I really hope that it's going to have much bigger, much very important impact on that whole space of it. Again, both the industry, the places that they go to work when they graduate, as well as potentially staying within the university, getting inspired to help teach others. I love the whole infrastructure of you go through a different, your first year, second year, third year, that I think really helps inspire maybe those students to do that. So yes, we do have other partnerships in different ways, again, using our teaching kits, using our technology, but this is really unique with the way that it's being done with hands-on.
Yeah, like I said before, I wish I was an undergrad going through this program, because that alleviated all of my problems I had before. Like, people, like, you have to understand it, before this partnership existed, it was like the biggest pain in the ass to like to do any type of research or to like upskill in this area. But now you guys have made it a lot more accessible, easier to use. And the best part of it is that like everybody wins. And so I really applaud this like partnership. I think this is going to help build the next generation of innovators. And yeah, moving forward now, do you guys have any like cool success stories about any like early wins from this partnership that you can disclose?
On our end, I don't know whether we can call this a win yet, but one of the things that this is going to do is we are going to introduce a new class on AI and AI tools and using hands-on projects to sophomores. Most of our AI courses so far have been, at least in electrical engineering, have been for juniors and seniors and graduate students. This makerspace and this hands-on experience is something unique that's essentially going to allow us to engage even freshmen and sophomores. I think that's what we are, our plan is, next step. And the huge infrastructure that we now have will allow this large number of students to actually work on practical AI problems. And hopefully that will excite them, that will inspire them, and they would continue their journey in their particular field. So the idea of this course is that eventually it starts from electrical and computer engineering, but eventually all the schools in the College of Engineering and beyond in other colleges will also have access to this course. So we are trying to use this infrastructure to scale up and get more students hooked into the advances in AI and technology early on, so that we can keep on building a very robust pipeline.
Yeah, I think we're early on in the partnership, but we'll be happy to jump back on in a few months and give you a good update.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, I'd love to have the both of you back on to share any like further success stories. Yeah, right now is such a great time to be alive, especially if you're an undergrad and you want to dab into AI. This is like the partnership to be a part of. Thanks so much for being on the show. And until next time, stay curious.